Zerubbabel, let Baal plead. Let Baal establish that he's God. There's going to be a controversy that goes on here, and then as soon as this, he's given this name in verse 32, we see in verse 33, once again, these three enemies pitch their camp in the Valley of Jezreel, and the history, the geographical prophetic information that comes from the Valley of Jezreel is full of symbolism of the end of the world. And we will look at that. What is being described here is the final confrontation here on earth before the millennium of the great controversy as it comes to a close. And the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Gideon in verse 34 as this battle begins. And you'll notice that he blows a trumpet. He gives a warning message. A trumpet is a warning message. And three tribes come and stand with his tribe. And if you've listened to earlier studies that we present in Bible prophecy, invariably at the end of the world, you'll see a 3-1 combination illustrated. In verse 35, you see this 3-1 combination illustrated in the tribes that come for this battle. Manasseh, which is Gideon's tribe, is not mentioned directly with Zebulun, Asher, and Naphtali. It's always, even in the spirit of prophecy, linguistically separated. Verse 35 says, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali. Here we see this 3-1 combination illustrated, symbolizing the three angels' message, followed by the fourth angel of the latter rain, loud cry message. Now, before the battle takes place, Gideon wants to have some confirmation. And we'll look at this confirmation, what's being typified here with the lamb skin and the dew. The lamb skin representing Christ, the righteousness of Christ. And rain, dew, and Bible prophecy symbolizing the Holy Spirit. And when we see this twofold testing that Gideon puts forth to see if he has the courage to finish the Lord's work, we're going to find that a truth that comes through that is that God has the power to put the dew of the Holy Spirit on lambskin, or and he has the power to withhold it from lambskin. Or, saying it in a more direct fashion, we see here illustrated professed Christians in this scenario, and they are